Magic 931's Brooke and Bob.
You know I love a little bit of goss.
Yes.
I love a little bit of drama, you know. I also love op shopping and thrift store shopping and antiquing, you know, all the good stuff. I want to get your opinion on a situation that combines the two. A guy over in the UK bought a secondhand copy of a book called The Best a Man Can Get. It's by John O'Farrell. It was in a charity shop. He's opened up the book and found a note. It's on a yellow sticky note.
Oh, wow.
Okay. Written in lovely cursive handwriting. And the note reads, "Chris, is this what you thought you could do with me? Lead a double life with your so-called recreational relationships, leaving me completely unaware, bringing up our children and thinking you were just a workaholic and that's why you were away from home so much? What a bastard you have been to me, Sarah." That is written in the book. What do you think happened to Chris and Sarah? What went wrong?
I like to think, you know, it was just all water off a duck's back for him and he was just using that note as a bookmark.
Who wrote the note? Did Sarah mean the note?
Oh, yeah.
So you think that Sarah was in a rage, wrote this note, and Chris went, "Nah,
noted.
We'll use it for a bookmark."
Or, you know, heartbreaking at the time. Sometimes you really, really do need a bookmark.
Here's the thing.
Use anything you have.
True. But the book was called The Best a Man Can Get. And what I can tell from the photo is that sticky note is stuck under the title. I think it was a message from Sarah. I think she gave him the book titled The Best a Man Can Get, meaning herself, and being like, "You screwed me over, damn you, Chris."
You were saying yesterday how much you love Olivia Rodrigo, yes, despite the fact that you have not been in any big emotional teenage heartbreak breakups. Mm. You don't have some bitter ex that you're singing about. You're just living vicariously through whatever you can. It's books now.
It's Chris and Sarah's relationship. Shout out to Sarah, you know what? Good on you. Good on you, Sarah. You show him.
You're just dying to be a girl boss, bro.
I am.